Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. Still in the area of discussing our social relationships with others, and one of the most important topics, I think, that is in this part of this very important book is Al-Islah Dhat Al-Bayn, or reconciling between two people. Reconciling between two people is better than any kind of mustahab salah or any kind of mustahab fasting. Imam As-Sadiq, Salamullahi Alayhi, he said this to Al-Mufaddal ibn Umar, who was the person in charge of Baytul Mal, the person in charge of the Muslim treasury. He said to Al-Mufaddal, if you see a dispute occurring between two of my followers, two of my Shia, to solve that problem between them, pay from my Muslim treasury, pay from my accounts. Of course, this is also shows how important it is for people to be reconciling between each other. I think I said Muslim treasury. I should be more specific here and precise, where it says min mali. So he must have been in charge of the imam's funds, the imam's personal funds. Another hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, he says the best of people is one who benefits other people, and one who brings together other people, and one who helps other people. This is the whole process of us understanding that the best thing for a mu'min, a mu'minah, to do is to help others, to assist others, to be there for others. That's what social justice means. And when you are going towards that, and when you are putting effort into that, and when you are investing into this kind of social work, ultimately you are going to lead to the best kind of society that should be living in. This level of mediating is in itself one of the most noble of qualities for you to serve in this particular way, in mediating. Let's say, you know, there's a story from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi where a servant was a little bit late to get back home, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi said, I will take you home. She was scared that she might get abused or hit by her owner, by her master. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, he said, I'll take you home. And he took her home and he said, don't do anything to her. She was late for this, that reason, whatever. And then they said back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, because of your wisata, because of you mediating, because of our love for you, we have set her free. It's a long hadith, but that, I'm just reading the last part. Because of you bringing her, we are setting her free. So the whole point here is that level of wisata, that level of mediating, that level of reconciling, and we should all in one way or another try to do this.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Wasata, or mediating between people wanting to meet each other, is a very, very good thing. You know, introducing one mu'min to another mu'min, you know, religious, expanding your network of strong brotherhood and sisterhood is a very, very good thing. You know, let me introduce you to another of our respected brothers or sisters. It's a very, very good thing. But more important than that is al-jam'u bayna al-ra'sayn, which basically means you mediating between a man and a woman to get married, for two heads. Literally what it means is two heads to come together and become one, mediating for the purpose of marriage. That is a one-way ticket for heaven. Are there going to be problems and dramas and someone blaming this person or that person if the marriage doesn't work out, or all these other things that we, all of us, are very, very scared of, which is why we, you know, don't get involved? Unfortunately, that could happen. But in some cases, I should say in most cases, it doesn't happen. That doesn't mean that we abandon this highly recommended act that has been encouraged in Islam. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, the best form of mediation for you to bring two together for the purpose of marriage. حَتَّى يَجْمَعَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one who brings them two together. So you are only a medium, you are only a wasita, but in reality, they're making the decision. In reality, Allah's divine providence is going to be involved as well. There are so many ahadith. If you were to marry off people in this dunya, you will be married with Hur al-Ain in al-Akhirah. If you were to bring two heads together, as we said, then this will be equivalent to the reward of 1 year of salah and ibadah and things like that. Then we have a beautiful hadith from Imam Al-Kadhim salamullahi alayhi, where he says, ثَلَاثَةٌ. There will be three people who will be under the shadow of God's throne at a time where there will be no shadow except for the shadow of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is all metaphor, by the way. So you will be under God's umbrella, basically. Number one is a man, yani he finds a arus, he finds a bride for him, he finds a wife, his fellow brother. Number one. Number two, or a man who serves someone. Or number three, أَوْ كَتَمَ لَهُ سِرًّا. Or you conceal one of his secrets, his private affairs. You cover up and you conceal it for him. And of course, you know, a lot more can be said about that. But of course, it just shows how important it is for us to, you know, mediate in any form possible, whether it be for the sake of reconciling between two people who have a dispute between themselves, or whether it be bringing to mediating in the sense of bringing mu'minin together, or most importantly in this case, is mediating for the purpose of marrying two people and bringing them together in the sanctuary of a family and marriage. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.